love these kids, man. They're so good. They're from Columbia, Missouri. We've had them in studio to perform this very song, Post-Sex Nachos. The song is called Growing Old.
Love it.
So good.
I have a story, and I'll keep it clean, about something that happened a week ago that ties into a case before the Supreme Court today. My person was walking to the elevator.
Okay.
And there is a glass bank, if you will, on the left, looking down over a gym. And he's waiting for the elevator, and he said, oh my God, I forgot to tell you this. I'm just standing there waiting for the elevator, and I look down, and someone is on one of the machines with an iPad, a larger screen, very clearly watching adult content.
Oh, I've seen that.
I don't know who or why at 5:30 in the morning thinks that's a good idea in a public space with your back to a large bank of windows, but he said, I couldn't believe it. And I said, are you sure he just wasn't watching a movie that happened, like maybe it had a love scene? And he goes, Dana. No, and he goes, and I wasn't going to stand around staring at him
because
it was
so
weird. The whole thing was just so weird. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
He was watching it for
gosh.
The acting, of course.
Then I'm like, okay, how old was this person? He goes, I don't know, like 40? So we kind of had a laugh about it, but kind of like, that is just weird. And we've heard about this on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just bad behavior with people doing things in places you shouldn't be doing them.
Manners maketh man.
There is a very interesting case going through the Supreme Court. It was in front of the court today that is really a collision between that thing and
you can say porn.
Free speech rights. Texas is among more than a dozen states with laws aimed at blocking young children and teenagers from viewing this graphic content, okay? Mm-hmm. The adult content site Pornhub has stopped operating altogether in several of those states.
Including Kansas.
Yep, citing the technical and privacy hurdles in trying to comply with the law. Mm-hmm. Now, Texas, who's leading this case, says we've got to do this to protect children. Children are, you know, going online and can just access this.
Yep.
But the Free Speech Coalition says the Texas law wrongly affects law-abiding adults by requiring them to supply
ID,
personal identifying information mm-hmm. when you log on. Sort of like we do with when you go to buy liquor. What these laws have said is it's important that children cannot access this material. So if you want to access that material, it's fine, but you have to show your driver's license.
Correct. There was a law, I was reading a story, I think it was in the Star, that this sort of law has already gone into effect in the state of Kansas and maybe Missouri, I'm not sure.
Kansas, yes, Missouri, no. A very popular website known for providing such
content.
Is no longer allowed in the state of Kansas based on that website's decision to not have to weed out.
And so the argument was, regarding the law in Kansas, you had to send them a copy of your driver's license or some other form of ID, I think. But there are so many holes in this idea. I mean, what kid can't – what does it say, Dan?
Well, I've gone to this on my phone.
The and website we're referring to?
The pornhub.com.
Yeah.
And being that we are in Kansas, we are geofenced. It says, dear user, as you may know, your elected officials in Kansas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you access. While safety and compliance, forefront mission, giving your ID card every time you want to visit an adult platform is not the most effective solution for protecting our
users. Okay, but then let me ask you this. What is? Because the sites where it just says, and you can do this on like a wine website in Napa, there are some sites that'll just say, click here to verify you're 21 or older, and you just click yes,
right.
And then you're in.
Right.
But one of the stories I read in the New York Times, and they have a very interesting point about this, you don't have a privacy right necessarily if you walk into an adult consensual adult store of that nature, you would have to walk in as an adult, in some cases provide an ID if you're going to, one of those places on I-70 East, you know, it's always Save Jesus Strip Club, Save Jesus Strip Club.
Yes, I'm aware.
Any of those places, you don't have any privacy when you walk into a venue like that. No, why would it be different online?
But because what you're doing with, I presume, Pornhub is sending them a picture digitally over the internet, I would presume.
Yes, identifying you as a user.
Whereas if I go into a liquor store or a bar or Whispers up on K7 or whatever, I'm showing someone my ID and I'm putting it back in my wallet.
So is the thinking that the websites could be hacked?
Yes.
And then your driver's license is somehow...
That is certainly what I would think. Yeah.
I mean, you could grab an image of a driver's license off the internet and then save it as a JPEG, and then upload that.
But this law in Kansas is dumb because any kid who's halfway smart, when mom or dad go to get in the shower or, you know,
snap a pic of the
fall asleep on the couch watching a game,
mm-hmm.
just go find mom's purse, get out her driver's license, and take a picture.
And at the bottom of this, on the front page, it says, we've made the difficult decision to completely disable access to our website in Kansas.
Texas argues, and I'm sure Kansas is arguing the same, that the technology has improved significantly in the last 20 years, mm-hmm. allowing online platforms to quickly and easily check a user's age with a quick photo, making it more like ID checks at traditional stores that were upheld by the Supreme Court in the 1960s.
How? You're asking me to send you my license digitally. Do I have to FaceTime you at the same time so that you know it's really me?
Okay, this is different, but I had to upload my driver's license when I wanted to go to the IRS website.
Okay.
To verify that was me. And there might be some liquor stores that make you submit your identification.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go to the IRS website.
And there
people
are ways,
want to go to this other website.
And there are ways for users to bypass by using all kinds of other easily got internet tools.
It's going to be really interesting to see where this goes.
So the Supreme Court's taking this up.
Today.
Huh.
Today. And I have a feeling they are going to say it is overbroad. That there are other ways somehow to protect children from that content. And there's no question that children are accessing that content much earlier. Violent, sometimes violent content.
Yeah, but don't parents have parental control?
Theoretically.
And you can, aren't there, I don't know, my kids have grown and flown, but as yours have, but can't you get into your kid's phone and block websites that carry certain content?
You could. Sure.
Well, here's an idea. Don't give them the key to the World Wide Web when they're too young to see what's on the World Wide Web.
But Sam, we've heard of this content being accessed at libraries. We've heard about this, you know, like I said, in the gym, apparently. This is a thing on airplanes.
An incentive to really get that workout
which
done.
Which I think is just bizarre.
Well, but if the argument, though, is allowing kids access to websites like the one that we're talking about, is going to lead to an increase in teenage sexual activity or teenage births. The numbers don't bear that out.
I think it's just a strict free speech argument. Do I have the right as an adult to access content in an online library of my choosing,
mm-hmm.
or is it more important to protect those who stumble across it accidentally or are seeking that out at age 14, 15, 16,
it's been my history that you can tell me I have to be a certain age to do something and I'm still going to do it. I remember you had to be 21 to drink when we were growing up and I never had a problem finding alcohol.
But I think this is not maybe 18, 19 year olds we're talking about. I think, you know, the research would bear out at children as young as 8, 9, 10. And is there an interest in protecting those eyeballs from that content?
Well, but back to my original point a minute ago, teenage sexual activity surveys show is down. Teenage birth rates are way down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I think it would be the opposite of what we're assuming it would be. The activity is not happening because, well, I'm not going to go there.
No, you're not, because that's also not true, Sam. I know what you're going to say, and that's also not true.
I have no idea what he was going to say.
I just think... Yeah.
They're consuming this content and...
I think there's an easier way...
Oh, my word.
...to probably... There's an easier way with respect to technology to try and make sure everyone's over the age of 21 who's logging into those. talk about online gambling. How do they do it with online gambling?
How do they geofence it, or how do they prove that you're 18?
How do they prove that you're 21?
Well, you don't have to be 21 to get onto the site we're talking about. You have to be 18, I think.
Okay, but let's talk about like online gambling, because it's an easier conversation
to be had. I don't do that.
I don't do like online slot machines and such, but there has to be some way to verify those users, unlike in a casino where you can go up and card somebody. There has to be a way to verify you're 21.
I'm assuming that they just do what these websites make you do, and that's send them a picture of your driver's license.
Then why are people not screaming about that?
I just signed up for one at the beginning of the show today, just because, and all it did was ask my birth date.
That's it.
That was it.
Hmm.
They're not screaming about that because while gambling is sort of considered a sin, we have a weird relationship with SEX
obviously
in this country.
Yes.
I mean, Americans can be rather prudish when it comes to that activity. And for whatever reason, that is, you know, if gambling is right here, that is way over here on the sins list in American culture.
And we're still dealing with this whole thing of having the internet and easy access because, you know, our dad's magazines, they were physical. They were difficult to find.
Always in the nightstand.
It was the top drawer, and it was Vanna White.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to find it, Dan. It was in Dad's nightstand.
Vanna.
Well,
we didn't have any clothes on.
We found them.
We're late to the break here on KMBZ.